the heart of the Christmas message in John's Gospel is those very familiar words. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. He says, John does, that to those who accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And that is what gathers us together here, our faith and our hope in Christ. And one of the fundamental concepts that we have in John's Gospel that we celebrate at Christmas is the uniting of earth and heaven, and the two of them being joined together. And we, in a sense, it was from the beginning, as we heard, John intentionally uses the opening words of the book of Genesis, in the beginning, because he reminds us that everything that exists comes from God. And so from the very beginning, God was already connected to the universe in which we exist. But Christmas is important and significant to us because God has come into the world and united the heavens and the earth, joined together. And it's a beautiful thing, and we reflect on the wonder of the experience of God taking on human nature, human flesh, human life and human experience. Because that's what's most familiar to us. That is what we know. We can't completely understand what that means, because none of us, in a sense, know what it is to be God, to be divine. I remember in grade school, the teacher trying to talk to us about that, and trying to say to us, well, think about what it would be like for you willingly to become a dog, to be closer to your dog. He says, but the difference between God and us is much greater than that. Think about what it might be like for you to choose to become maybe an ant. You know, and I remember sitting there and just kind of boggling the mind. What does that mean? We can't conceive of what that is. So what we do is we focus on the amazement of what we can conceive and imagine for ourselves, of what it means for God to be joined to humanity. But the collect, the opening prayer of our Mass, reminds us that having heaven joined to earth, God's life to human's life, is really a both and. And so our prayer was not simply the wonder of praise and thanksgiving to God for coming to share our humanity in the birth of Jesus, but the other side of that as well, that we are then called to share in the divinity of God. And that's really what John is getting at, saying to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. The Eastern Christian traditions, the Orthodox, the Eastern Catholics, have a lovely description of that. We call it holiness, we call it sanctity, we call it the path to sainthood. In the East, what they call it is divinization, becoming divine. One of the prayers, one of the Eucharistic prayers, talks about Christ who humbled himself to share in humanity, so that we can share in his divinity. What a beautiful, wonderful reality that is really part of the meaning of Christmas for all of us. That God comes to us so that we can come to God. Not only in the sense of being good people and living a good life and dying and go to heaven, but that we can become like God. We can resemble Jesus in our humanity by our sharing in his divinity. That is really what communion is all about. We know, all of us know, that to come forward and to hear the body of Christ, and we say, amen, I believe this. The blood of Christ, amen, I believe this. And we teach our little children for First Communion, you know, what happens when you receive communion? Well, Jesus comes to me. That's right. But what we are doing in that moment is sharing in the divinity of Christ. We are living the reality in Christ of being beloved daughters and sons of God. God, the Lord comes to us to raise us in sharing his divinity so that more and more we can be configured to Christ. More and more we can become Emmanuel, God who is with us, by in our words and in our actions, in our lives, imitating the words and actions, the attitudes of Jesus himself. That is the great gift of Christmas for all of us, and also the great challenge of our response to the Lord. We respond to the Lord not just with the beauty of Christmas, not with just with the beauty of art and music, not just with the beauty of our worship and praise to God, but most of all, with the beauty of our lives in allowing the work of God's grace to continue to be in us, continue to transform us, continue to raise us into the best selves that God has created to be. Isaiah the prophet in our first reading today says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation and saying to Zion, your God is king. And the gospel, of course, references John. John who came to testify to the light, whom we've become familiar with during the Advent season. And certainly, it's an appropriate fit to think about John, who himself was not the light, but who came to testify to the light. And in a sense, John's gospel reminds us that we are not the light, but we came to testify to the light. And so these words, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news. Is that not us who believe and hope in Christ? Is that not us who have been called to share in the divinity of Christ, who in our pilgrim journey are experiencing divinization more and more, becoming formed in the image and likeness of Christ himself, so that announcing peace, bearing good news, is what we are doing, not by street preaching, but by the encounters that we have with people. Just this morning at coffee hour, somebody came up to me and commented that Father Neil was talking about encountering Christ in the poor. And he said, on my way into church, he says, I met one of the guys who stopped me. He says, and what he asked me to do was to give him a hand. He said, well, what can I do? He said, zip up my coat. I can't do it. And he had an inside, you know, jacket and an outside jacket. That's all he asked, simply to zip up the coat, what he did, and wished him a Merry Christmas and came into church. And he said, the thing that I missed at that moment was my encounter with the Lord. And I said to him, that's the second blessing The first blessing was the encounter that you had and the response. He says, you know, and Father Neil had talked about Matthew's gospel, clothing the naked. He says, it wasn't exactly that, but it was close to that. But I said to him, the second blessing was that you have now recognized that grace. How many times in our day, in our lives, are those grace moments there? And do we understand, do we see that in those simple, ordinary responses, the simple, ordinary kindness, the simple, ordinary generosity, those are grace moments, encountering the Lord, but also how beautiful, because in that moment, in our actions, in the simple things we do, we are bringing good news, announcing peace, bringing the mercy and love of God into our world. As we celebrate this Christmas Mass today, let us be mindful of the Word who became flesh in Bethlehem long ago. But let us be mindful of the Lord Emmanuel, who is with us in word and in sacrament. But as we go forth from here, let us recognize the great blessing and privilege we have of testifying to the light and being bearers of the light for the whole rest of our day in our family gatherings and the encounters that we have, to bring the blessing and the gift of God's grace to our world so that the light may shine in the darkness and the darkness does not overcome it.